Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
We're reporting from Orlando, Florida, and CattleCon 2024. That's the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA trade show here for the new year. We're being powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. Appreciate those folks. And we've already got NCBA leadership here at the very start of the week talking about some of the policy things that'll be a big part of the committee meetings later on this week here at the meetings, the policy side of things. Ethan Lane, Vice President for Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he's their head of their Washington, D.C. office, says one thing that he's watching closely, and all of agriculture is, will we get a farm bill done this year? He says now the discussion in D.C. inside the Beltway, April.
You know, I'm hearing from folks close to Chairman Thompson that they're now eyeing April to try to get a bill out onto the, floor. You know, they were talking March, but that was always sort of, you know, with a little bit of an asterisk on there that if they're still talking funding in March, there's not going to be bandwidth for both. Well, that is where we are now. But what I've heard just in the last few days is they're now looking at April and hoping that there may be a window there to get something done. Because, you know, June, in a presidential election year, you kind of run out of room. Everybody turns their attention to the election and you kind of lose the audience up on the Hill to get real work done.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. By the way, speaking of Congress, our own Casey Shepard had a chance to talk to Oklahoma Congressman Josh Brekeen on Monday. You can hear that full interview on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Latest crop progress numbers are out. Nothing for Kansas, but for Oklahoma, we've got the monthly summary, end of January numbers. Should have had something on Kansas yesterday as well. May come out a little bit later on this week. But for Oklahoma, the pasture range numbers are out. We're at 31% in good to excellent shape versus 22% good to excellent shape at the start of 2024. Looks like the winter wheat crop condition, 63% in good to excellent shape versus 67% good to excellent shape at the start of the year. So not too bad there. The amount of winter wheat being grazed this year across Oklahoma at 55%, that's 19 points above a year ago. Texas, we do have wheat crop condition numbers as well this week, 42% in good to excellent shape. That's versus 46% back at the end of November of 2023. We also have pasture range ratings for the two states, 31% in good to excellent shape for Oklahoma pasture range ratings here in the wintertime. Texas, only 7% in good to excellent shape, according to USDA. You've got farm news on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the 63rd annual production sale for Messner Ranch with 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. The sale happening Saturday, February 3rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. You can attend the sale in person or watch live on dvauction.com. For more information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. The Messner Ranch production sale, February 3rd, Slapout, Oklahoma. From CattleCon 2024 in Orlando, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.